This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cars in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. I want you to get involved. I want you to get engaged. I want you to understand what's going on. And again, as I've said a million times, right, we don't always have to be exactly on the same page. It's okay. But at least we should have a clue as to how we come at our decisions or came to our understanding, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Go ahead, write it down. Joe, well, except if you're driving, don't write it down. joe@therealside.com. Start off the subject line with a capital TRS. That way I know that it's not a sales pitch. Because, yeah, believe it or not, I get them a lot. So if it's not a sales pitch, I'll go ahead and answer it. I'll get back to you as soon as I can. And I'll try to get the people on that you want me to get on, the deal with the topics that you want me to deal with. Because I can't find them all on my own. So I love hearing from you guys. I love hearing about what's going on in your area, maybe some of the things you really want to hear about. I mean, just think about the abortion bills. I'm getting more and more and more and more and more and more requests on those. Because some of you are seeing how nasty and how dangerous, how ugly it actually is. And the House Democrats again went at it. They blocked the bill against infanticide for the fourth legislative day in a row. It just never stops. Now, earlier this week, for the fourth time, Democrats blocked the Republicans from calling a vote against infanticide. Representative Mark Walker, a Republican out of North Carolina, asked for unanimous consent to bring the U.S. Representatives Ann Wagner's Born Alive Survivors Protection Act. Now, think about this. All they're asking for is that when a baby is born alive, botched abortion, whatever the reason is, whatever it is, that they have a chance of life, that they get the same kind of care that your 80, 85, 90-year-old grandmother would get if she was struggling to stay alive. He said, I just left the House floor with a fourth straight legislative day. House Democrats blocked a vote on a bill that would protect babies who survive abortions from being murdered. He said, I just asked for a unanimous consent to bring Representative Ann Wagner's Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act to the House floor for a vote. Democratic leaders supporting the abortion industry refused to even consider the legislation because they didn't want their members to vote their conscience. How do you stand up there and vote no when the bill specifically calls for the protection of a baby after it's born alive, no matter how, but born alive? Now, what the Democrats say is, well, there's already a bunch of states that have those bills, have those laws on the books. We don't need to make it a federal law. Then why do we need to make same-sex marriage a federal law? How about abortion? Why make abortion a federal law? Why not let the states decide state by state by state? It is a representative government, after all. This followed another 3 days of attempts to bring this forward. But even before that, a vote was blocked in the Senate on February 4th. Senator Patty Murray, a Democrat, objected to the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Protection Act, and her one vote was enough to prevent the Senate from passing the bill in a unanimous consent vote. And that came after Senator Ben Sasse requested the unanimous consent vote after Virginia Democrat Governor Ralph Northam. Now, remember something. That Democrat governor out of Virginia is a pediatric neurologist. He's a baby doctor. Come on, let that sink in. He knows that they can feel pain. He knows when they can feel pain. He knows when the nerve endings come together. Just sick. He didn't object to letting, think about it, he said this outwardly, he did not object to letting an infant die after its birth. And he indicated that the born alive infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. So again, we get to play God. Can you imagine, look at, even if you have a resemblance of a belief in a higher power, here you administer the drugs, you do what's needed to kill the baby, to abort the baby, and it's born alive anyhow. You think maybe God has a plan for that kid? You think maybe there was a reason why that kid wasn't given up that easy? I got to ask, you know, it's just a question. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But I think that's hilarious. So if we botch the abortion, the kid's born, we don't want the liability for it. So what we're going to do, we're going to allow it to sit on the table and die. There are more and more people that used to work for Planned Parenthood that are coming forward talking about these situations and how they couldn't handle them anymore. Could you? Even for those of you who believe in abortion, can you let a baby lay on a table and die? I got to ask. Democrats also blocked action in the House on February 6th. The Democrats blocked Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy when he called for unanimous consent vote to pass the Born Alive Abortion Survivor Protection Act. And again, they said, no way, no how, you're not hanging us with that. Mark Anthony joins me after the break. I hope we'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. This is the real side of our GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, honestly being part of the conversation. I appreciate your time. And again, I said to you, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Capital TRS in the subject line so I know that you want something from me. Doesn't everybody? And that way there, I know it's not just trying to advertise. Let me bring him on because I always have so much fun with him. Mark Anthony joins us, as he does from time to time, and Mark is the host or one of the hosts of the Patriot and the Preacher. Patriot and the Preacher? This, that sounds like government and religion, Mark. You can't do that, can you? Is that okay?
I know, and our tagline, it's good to be, thanks for having me back on, the tagline is where politics and religion do mix. So it's even worse. Because we just, you know, we wanted to make it perfectly clear what the show is about. But, as you know, it triggers a lot of people.
Well, you know, trigger away, my friend, trigger away.
Why not? I'm kind of in that mood now after seeing some of the things that have happened recently and what's going on. Why not trigger a bunch of them?
You know what? They can't control themselves. You just throw a little, you know, throw a little water bomb there inside the whole group and watch them just eat each other up. It is actually...
Exactly.
It's quite entertaining, don't you think?
It really is. It's actually, I know we talked offline, and obviously a lot of people commentated on the radio and TV after the midterms, but this is turning out to be the best gift ever to our nation, because every time one of these people opens their mouth, you begin to understand further and further just how far different they are from us, and there is really no common ground with them. They're off in la-la land.
Yeah.
I mean, when you, it's not just AOC, although she being the new figurehead is quite the gift. You have to admit, right, Joe?
Taken over for Sheila Jackson Lee for me. I mean, gives me so much material. I don't have any time to do anything on Jackson Lee or Pelosi or Waters, for that matter.
No, I mean, all of those women that you mentioned are relieved. You know, and as the meme on Facebook says, and so are all the rest of the blondes in the world, because AOC, you know, she's a mental midget. Let's just face it. I said, earlier last week when I was doing an interview that mutual friend of ours posted she went to public school. I just want to say right now that school should be bulldozed and all of their teachers that came in contact with that freaking mental midget should have their pension stripped and be fired. Don't you agree?
Oh,
I mean,
if she got out of school with an IQ of 11 like she has, I don't understand how they let that happen. They obviously didn't have exit exams when she graduated from that school. There's no way.
I just think that, you know what, I'm beginning to see why they graduated her. You know, she had so many crazy ideas in high school. They finally probably got to the point of, if we graduate her, she'll go away.
Get her out of here.
Get her out of here. She's insane. She keeps talking about 70% taxes. I'm sure she was talking about it back then.
Now they're all saying she didn't say this stuff, but thank God some of us grabbed screenshots of you know, of her website and what have you, and now they're trying to...
Oh, you mean willing to work? Willing to work, that part? Yeah.
I love that. But not just that. What about retrofitting every building in the country to meet green standards, right? You see, you're laughing already. I'm thinking, the bridges in New York that you'd have to totally tear down and start all over again. And where are you getting the money? She says, well, we shouldn't be worried about the money. Really?
You just don't understand. That's exactly right. Because remember, she said it's more important to be morally correct than factually correct.
That's right.
And their moral has no standard, right? It's just subjective. So she believes this is morally right to do this, to take down our economy, get rid of all the cars. You know, what about jet fuel? I mean, they don't even know what they're talking about. So we're going to get rid of planes. We're going to do subways everywhere. And everybody's going to have universal income. We're going to become a first world you-know-what hole.
How is she going to operate the trains that she wants to operate? Right?
Okay. I mean, could see her beady little eyes controlling all the trains. That would fascinate her for days. In fact, we should probably put her in that room and let her just do that.
Well, you know what you do? You give her all this stuff and you say, here, give us some ideas and designs. We'll give you a couple of years to work it out. But listen, the other thing that bothers me right now is Netflix has offered her $10 million for her story.
Right.
Can you believe this?
I mean, I wonder if they're going to include the part about George Soros and other groups backing her, which is why she came from out of nowhere. I bet you they're not going to cover on that part and why she's just there. I mean, she described this bill, this just utter fantasy. It's not even... none of it even makes sense. None of it gets the desired result. Everybody agrees with that. And we're going to slaughter all the cows. We're going to pack our meat up, Joe. We got to You and I love our steak. I mean, it's ridiculous.
They're coming out with synthesized meat. You'll be able to work it out. Don't worry about it.
Like on Star Trek, that would be great.
Just hit the replicator. No problem at all, right?
Yeah, so, exactly.
The stuff is... You couldn't make... Look, at a bunch of us sitting around drunk and high couldn't come up with some of these stories. You just couldn't do it.
Oh, no.
Right?
No,
hey, nobody's going to buy that. Get rid of all the cows? What are you, crazy? Nobody's going to buy that.
And that, but now that they know they went so far, you know, notice the talking point today and some of yesterday was, it's a, quote, conversation starter. How do you start a conversation from being a lunatic coming up with these bullet points? I mean, really, who sat there and said, we're going to get rid of 99% of the, you know, of the cars? It's the same lunatic that tells us in 12 years the world's going to come to an end. So why do anything, right? If she's right, well, screw it. It's not going to matter.
I'm with you. Now they're saying that, well, she wasn't saying that. She was simply repeating what the UN said, you know, about global climate warming, cooling change, or whatever the climate is this week, right? So that's what they're trying to say now, is that that's what she did. And I'm going, okay, that's sweet. It's just sweet you trying to cover for her like that. But, no.
They're all working in great coordination.
But to watch
all of them right now go through, you know, like what's going on in Virginia. Here's a party that really obviously has no soul, and it's really the roots of who they are. Look at, their three top people are freaking slime balls. I mean, in a lot of different ways. The lieutenant governor, if he wasn't a lieutenant governor, he probably would have been charged by now.
Yeah.
And they're all covering for each other. It's like watching the rats scurry. This is everybody listening right now or watching, enjoy this. This is almost as good as 2016.
I know. And it's going to get better. It's going to get better. They are going to cover for her and cover for her and cover for her. Hey, we'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Blasine, your host. Mark Anthony is going nowhere. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is still noncommittal over whether he'll sign a border security deal to avert a second government shutdown.
We'll be looking for landmines, because you could have that, you know.
Despite claiming earlier this week that Democrats would shoulder the blame for another government shutdown, the president said, another one might have to happen.
I don't want to see a shutdown.
He hinted that if he does sign the deal, he could still use his executive power to secure further funding for the wall. Paul Manafort, the president's former campaign manager, breached his plea agreement with the special counsel's office. A federal judge said Manafort lied to prosecutors about matters that are material to its Russia probe, including his communications with his former business partner, Konstantin Kalimnik, who prosecutors say had ties to the Russian intelligence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And let's just get to it because I have so much fun when he's on with me. Mark Anthony joins me. He's the host of The Patriot, The Preacher. And look, thanks for being with me. I appreciate your time with me.
It's always good to be on. You know, I just want to say something about AOC. Uh-oh. I mean, we all love to pick on her, but let's face it. The reason she is who she is because of that participation trophy generation. That's how she's gotten as far as she's gotten.
Oh, yeah.
That you and I have talked about that for hours on air and off air, and that's what we're looking at. And everybody in the Congress is just patting her on the back, much like they did back in school, going, oh, that's a good idea, sweetheart. Keep going. You know, like they're doing the South. Bless her heart. She doesn't have a brain. I mean, that's kind of the way everybody's looking at her right now, hopefully. Except, her, you know, here's a good thing, Joe. At least that Fox News poll that came out recently said that people do understand that capitalism is better than socialism.
Well, good. Yeah.
That's at least encouraging. But she is, look, let's face it. She will, unless she gets primaried out, be there for the rest of our lives. Because it's a perfect district for her. Because a lot of crazy people come out of that district.
Really?
So,
I mean, I'm not familiar with that district at all. But
a lot of liberals, just a lot of liberals thought there. You saw
Wait a minute.
You know, it's the big guy. You're the bad white guy, Joe. And you and I make a lot of money. We should share more of it. That's how they think.
Yeah, well, she's going to share her money. She's what is she making? $191,000, which is more money than she's made in the last 3 years of her life. You know, being a bartender and all that.
But that's quite a few tips. That's an uptick in tips for her. Yeah,
especially the ones that she attended. Listen, but she's going to be among the most least self-aware people that you've ever met in your life, right? When she speaks at the podium, if you watch her, she is so sure of herself. She would, if somebody told her she could walk on air, she would walk off the cliff believing it.
Yeah.
I mean, look at her face. Look at her when she's talking. She is sure that everything she's saying is 100% on. And then now you got people like even Howard Schultz. You got, what's his name out of New York? Bloomberg, right? I mean,
Bloomberg, right.
Yeah. You've got the Microsoft guy, Bill Gates. Going, wait a minute. She's just They won't even say it really bad. It's like, she's confused. She's not aware. She doesn't understand how that works.
Well, you know, she's not only confused, but that blank look that you see on her face is akin to, and that willingness to do anything, it's because that's who they are. It's cult-like.
Yeah.
Because she's been programmed. She just sits there. Yeah, I mean, she's been given talking points. Yes, I know she believes this, but that's because, as the old saying goes, she doesn't know what she doesn't know. She doesn't know what she's talking about because she has no ability to grasp or comprehend what she just proposed. And she said it was a watershed moment. No, it was a watershed moment in stupidity that even any member of Congress would stand up and do that. And while I'm at it, that other one, the Muslim, the one that's anti-Semitic, and President Trump is right. She should resign at the very least.
Yeah.
She shouldn't be on the Foreign Relations Committee. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Nothing's changed about
her.
You look at her face, you see the gesture she's making when she's talking about the Jews. Nothing has changed about her. And then the other thing I've read is that she actually has a map in her office that she's replaced Israel with Palestine on the map. And I'm thinking to myself, seriously?
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she has the Palestinian flag in front of her office as well. So, I mean, yeah, isn't that great that that's in the halls of our Capitol and Congress?
But you know what? I'll tell you, I don't know if you know who he is, but I had Jeff Dunnett on earlier, and I said to him, look, I do not understand how the Jews keep voting for these people. How do they keep putting these people in office? How do they keep voting Democrat at this point? I don't get it at all. Totally beyond me.
It's really self-hating and self-loathing that they would do something like that. But you have heard, I heard recently on Fox during, I think, Tucker's show, that a woman that said, well, hey, you know, I'm Jewish, but I don't identify as a Jew with Israel. Now, are you really that? I mean, do you even understand what you just said? You can't say that. That doesn't make any sense. That's like
saying, I'm about to trigger a lot of people.
That's like saying you're a Christian liberal.
Listen, no, I got a good one for you. I had a guy on the show who told me he was a Christian, but he didn't believe that anything in the Bible was true. Okay?
Right.
And I said, tell me how that works. Since the Bible is the only place that really talks about Christ and talks about your relationship with Christ and how you make this happen, how does it work that you don't believe in? So you believe in a fairy tale. And, you know, my personality finally looked at me and he went, well, I didn't want to talk about religion. Let's move on. Because he couldn't go anywhere with it. He was done. And I
guess they don't like that.
That
short-circuits them. Absolutely, it does. Yeah, they don't like that. I mean, short-circuiting him when the president, and you and I talked about this earlier, what he said at the State of the Union about the sanctity of human life and that it's a gift from God. That's that he was, you know, unequivocally clear about his position, right?
I still want to know, were they sitting on their hands because they didn't want to recognize God, or they didn't want to recognize life, or they just didn't understand English? I mean, which one of those are you going to get?
It's probably a percentage of all three, because and they can't think for themselves, like those women in the white capes or whatever you call them, had to be told when to stand up and when to clap and when to sit down. I mean, it's literally on display. It's such a spectacle what they're doing. But I honestly, and I don't, you know, God says to pray for your enemies, and I am praying that our enemies continue this act, this vaudeville act we're seeing every day. Because it's only going to help the rest of the country fully understand that they're not just a little bit crazy. They're really crazy. And most of them think, like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and AOC, they believe that. Adam Schiff and the rest of that crew. And Maxine Waters, who has three ethics charges against her right now. I mean, they're a great bunch of people to look towards for leadership. What do you expect?
Let's get on the movie Unplanned. It's going to release here soon.
We're going to get really serious.
Here we go. Right? We're going to get your tissues out. Anyway, it's a true story of a woman's journey of transformation. Now, this isn't the first time I've heard about this kind of thing happening where somebody goes to work for Planned Parenthood and they see really what goes on and they're done. Now, all she ever wanted to do was help women, according to her story. And she was one of the youngest Planned Parenthood clinic directors there was. And then she had an incident that totally turned her around as to what was going on. Give us some insight.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you?
Yeah, so, and by the way, she was also that year Employee of the Year. Not only Young as director, but Employee of the Year that this all happened. And you're right, Abby believed that she was helping women, and that she was actually saving lives. And there was the moment, it's the opening of the movie, and then we come back to it at the end. But the opening of the movie, because she's the clinic director, had never been back. She's asked to come back and watch and help because they're down on staff, and she actually sees what happens. And it's so graphic. What I can tell you is that it involves a suction and an ultrasound, and it's right there. And that's how this movie starts in such a powerful way. And so when Abby sees that, she immediately runs into the bathroom, gets sick, obviously, and starts crying, and it changes everything for her because it was the first time she had actually seen it. And so the story is one of those things that it covers everything. It covers the subject, Joe, and it covers this true story in such a way that you also see Abby, because that's what Christ is, that's what Christianity is about, forgiveness and grace. You see Abby actually take what maybe if without faith you couldn't deal with, realizing how many abortions she had a hand in. And she turned it around into sharing her story and becoming the biggest, one of the biggest pro-life advocates in the country. So if you think about that, and not only that, but that place where she worked was bulldozed and right. turned into a crisis pregnancy center. And wow. our friend from MyPillow makes a cameo right. appearance, as most people know, with the bulldozer taking down the sign, which is great.
I had read that. I thought that was great. Although, did somebody,
yeah.
please tell me, did somebody taught him how to use the bulldozer before he did that? Because that would have been exciting and fun.
Let's just say that it took longer than expected to film that shot. But there was a lot of extras involved. No, he enjoyed that moment.
All right.
That's for sure.
We're going to go for another quick break. And then what I want to do when we come back is I want to finish up on this and then talk about CPAC. Let people know what that's all about. And if they can make it out there throughout the Washington area, the D.C. area, coming up at the end of the month. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Mark Anthony, I've got him duct taped to the secret location. He's not going anywhere. Be back in a minute.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients. So the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. Now, that leisurely stroll music doesn't work for this show. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me just bring him on. Let me not waste any of his time. Mark Anthony joins me. He's the host of The Patriot, The Preacher, and he does so much more. You're actually helping at CPAC. We'll tell people what CPAC is in a minute. Helping getting unplanned out there and getting people, getting the information out about the movie and getting people to you know, understand what it's all about, right? Which is,
yeah,
you're an old white guy. What do you care?
Yeah, well, you're right. No, I am lucky enough and blessed enough to be, you know, part of the staff, the post-production staff, getting the word out, getting the interviews lined up, helping with events like CPAC and putting them together so we can have a, you know, huge impact with all the attendees there, because there are a lot of things that I'm sure I'll do that I never planned on doing, but I can tell you right now that this project, unplanned, along, I'm also working on No Safe Spaces, but this one is one of the most important things I'll ever be a part of. And I'm sure of that. I think that this movie, it's not just the story and the subject line. It's the fact that when you watch this movie, you can't help but be moved.
Oh,
you just can't.
My attitude is this. If you watch this movie and Gosnell, and you walk away and you go, yeah, it's still cool, then this, you really need to be checked. There is really,
I agree,
deep down inside, something wrong with you, right?
But absolutely. I mean, you know, we all know that obviously it has the power to change hearts and minds. So, you know, we've already heard, Joe, about, you know, because it's been screened probably, I don't know, probably at least 20 times throughout the country to different groups and investors that put money in. And we've heard stories of people that, you know, were pro-choice and, you know, had been forever and watched this movie and they changed their minds.
Yeah.
So it does have that power. I'm not just saying that because I happen to be, yes, I'm being, you know, I'm paid staff to be doing what I'm doing, but it's also because I believe, I've seen it, I've watched it, and I've seen the reaction, and I know that it's that powerful. So if there's a, you know, I want to encourage anybody that's listening that this is being released on the 29th, and this movie, you should take, you know, take a friend with you. Just, there's nothing to be afraid of, but for sure, even if you think you're pro-life, you'll be even more emphatic after you watch this movie. I guarantee it.
I am still, and I had breakfast with somebody this morning that has actually runs one of those care pregnancy centers, and she was helping me with something during my election cycle, and we got to talking about how many Christians actually will engage and get involved, and how many actually will speak up, and it just broke her heart at the fact that they don't. For the most part, they actually don't. And I don't understand
that's
it.
That's right.
I just don't. I don't get it. So,
no, it doesn't make any sense. I agree with you. I agree
all
with you 100%.
So tell people what CPAC is, what it's all about, and why they should go if they can get there, or at least support us in going.
Yeah, that's all good points. So CPAC is the largest gathering of conservatives in the country. It's from the American Conservative Union. And so... This is, you know, the president will speak on Friday. The vice president speaks on Thursday. There are anybody that you can think of from Charlie Kirk to Candace Owens will be speaking there. And, you know, there's breakout sessions, all kinds of things and that you can learn from your peers and people that are leaders in what they're doing. And the excitement there, you know, is like none other. Obviously, it's different when we don't have somebody in the White House. Obviously, when conservatives have somebody in the White House and you've got, you know, the entire cabinet walking through CPAC and everybody's there, it's an exciting time. And it's a time for us to get energized because there's a lot to do for people like you and me and all of the groups from Students for Life and college Republicans all the way up to, you know, whatever they call the senior citizens in the GOP. Every walk of life is there. And the one thing you have in common, which I think you'll agree, Joe, is that everybody there really loves their country. It's a great energy there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love the purest attitude of the young people that are there. You know, I see them there and you know, they're huddling in their little groups and they're talking about what they're going to do and how they're going to get it done. You just kind of giggle and go, man. Keep up that spirit. Keep up that attitude.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't win the first time, you know they were devastated the first time around. When you know, now I'll tell you how long I've been going. I've been going so long that when I started, CPAC was in the basement of one of the hotels in D.C. Okay,
that's right, because that's when Jim Roberts started it, right?
Yeah, down there.
Yeah.
There might have been 10 of us, maybe 11 of us, broadcasting from the place. And, you know, now it's a big to-do, and I don't know, there's got to be 40, 50, 60 of us broadcasting there as well. So
it's quite a sight. As anybody that's been there will tell you, right, it's quite a sight. You've got TV and radio there, and you're walking down Media Row, and there's just a buzz because everybody's talking at the same time. It's kind of crazy, but it's fun.
It's crazy fun. It's confusing. You gotta, you know, it's tackle time really. Cause if you want somebody to come on, you gotta just shy of tackling these people. You know, it just gets crazy after a while,
You call them in the middle of the night in their hotel room and tell them if they don't show up, bad things will happen. My mom does it all the time. Anyways, it's, you know what? And let's face it. Everybody knows my mom has been my producer and she's Italian. So. You know, hey, you better stay out of her way.
Yeah.
But, you know, the good thing about CPAC as well, because there's a lot of offshoot groups you and I know, but it's our time once a year to kind of get energized and get excited and connected, because one thing that we are doing better at, but I think you'll agree, is that we sometimes don't work well together in our sandbox, and we have to get better at that as a party and, you know, as a as just a movement, you know?
Well, you'll get this, right? You host the Patriot, the Preacher, and I would say the same thing. I said it's almost like we're all pastors of our flock, and we're all protective of our flock, and we all think that, you know, maybe our message is delivered just a little better than the other person's message. And, mm-hmm. and I think that's what it kind of keeps us at times from working together, when in reality, we could all work together. We could all help grow each other's shows and help get our messages out there. We just don't do it. You know, we're all vying for the same advertising dollars. We're vying for the same, you know, people to come on the shows and that kind of stuff. So I'm kind of taking a Rush Limbaugh approach to things to a degree, which is, you know, grab these subjects and hammer them home until somebody gets it.
That's right. I agree.
Everybody's doing politics.
You never give up your anthem. Yeah,
no,
you can't give up your anthem. And what? Yeah, absolutely. I agree. No matter what's going on. I mean, there are a lot of people that say, you know, back off on this. You stop talking about this. You should be. You know what? You can't do that, because if you're going to just, you know, if you're going to bend into the will of the audience or the people, then that means everything's subjective and you're AOC. So you don't want to do that.
Yep. No, I agree with you. And that's the other thing, too, is, you know, I get many more reads and many more hits when I write and deal with social issues than when I deal with political stuff. Because, you know, let's be honest about it. There's 3,000 shows on when I'm on, and they're all dealing with politics. But very few guys like me will deal with abortion, same-sex marriage, you know, the stuff, sex education being taught at the school level, which is really not sex education. Maybe it is. It's really, truly how to have
sex. No, it's just indoctrination.
You know?
But you know what we should say? If you want that, then there has to be Bible class.
Yeah. I'm on board with you. No, I'm on board with you in that one. I catch so much heck because I'm on a school board. You know, I'm on a school board, right? And bring your Bible to school day. I go, look, you should not be ashamed to live out your belief system. You know, they have the day of silence. They have all kinds of stuff going on through schools. But when you tell somebody or you encourage the young people, live out what you believe, bring your Bible to school, don't be ashamed. There's plenty of people there, be there support. All of a sudden, it's like you're asking them to kill cats alive in the middle of town square. People go nuts.
No, they really do. It's a trigger for them. They don't. That's not fair. I mean, the only time, let's face it, you and I both know this. I don't care what anybody I have to say. If this offends anybody listening right now, too bad. You cannot say I'm a Christian, but I'm a social liberal. It doesn't work that way. And so the reason people get triggered is that then you're bringing up a standard that they have to go and be measured against, right? Of what's right and wrong. On top of the fact that it's all so subjective, then that's why we have these confusing issues about what's right and wrong. That's why you're seeing it go from one extreme to the other.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if you feel good, do it. All right. How do people find you? And I don't mean at the local watering hole. I mean, how do they really find you?
I cannot tell you guys where I'm located, because there are a lot of crazies out there, as you know. and just to reinforce that, I'm getting strange messages now that I announced I'm on the production staff of Unplanned. Why that triggers people. You know, it's like, don't go see the movie, okay? You don't have to come and, you know, throw blood on one of the
stations. Yeah. It's that simple. Shut off the TV.
It's that simple. Thank you, my friend.
Book. My God. Anyway, hey, Mark, thanks for being with me. I always appreciate it.
Good to be with you.
Thank you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back with me tomorrow. Again, you've been listening to Real Side on GCN Live.